A new film shot in and around the Scroon Lake area is premiering in Scroon Lake this weekend. The Night We Met is the work of Troy, New York filmmakers John Russell Kring and Tracy Nicole Kring. The couple will be in Scroon Lake today and tomorrow evening to show and talk about the making of their film. They say it's based on an incident from Tracy's teen years.
Look, I know you don't know me, and there's no reason at all for you to care.
Yeah?
I don't want to be alone right now.
You know what? Why don't you come over?
Really?
I listen better in person.
The movie really is about a chance meeting where a friend called and said basically, hey, you know, can you help me? I'm dealing with an issue. And the friend was like, I don't really have time to speak to you, but I have a friend that you could talk to. So this person's calling a complete stranger who happened to be Tracy, and Tracy, you decided to talk to them and pretty much all night, right?
Yeah, you know, it was just one of those random things that you do when you're a kid. I don't know, it was like we had an instant connection. So I was kind of sitting at the computer and thought, I think that was a pretty unique event that happened. Maybe I should make it a movie.
So is the film strictly a romance?
They're dealing with a lot of issues. He's got some problems that, you know, he needs to talk out, and you know, I think they both kind of draw out of each other something that they didn't really realize was there. It does follow a couple over the course of the night, but, you know, they fight about stuff, they talk about stuff.
It's about a spark, and sometimes a spark is romance, and sometimes a spark can be conflict. But we've all had that experience where we had an immediate spark with someone.
You guys decided to film in and around Scroon Lake. Why did you choose that location?
Well, our producer, Stan Dennis, he was familiar with that area. We had never really ventured up there. And he said, you know, it's really beautiful. It brought something really scenic and unique to the story.
Did you find that people were surprised to have filmmakers up in Scroon Lake?
There were a lot of people who were just curious about what was going on, but they were lovely. You know, they would be curious and come over and talk to us, but they were really respectful.
That's kind of been our experience in all of upstate New York. It's such a perfect, perfect place to film. There are very, very few, regulations. And people just appreciate the fact that, you know, you're not in New York City and, you know, you're giving the area, you know, its full due.
Now, I noticed in the trailer that the Strand Theater is featured rather prominently in a few of the shots. You also plan to premiere the film at that same theater. That's not just a set piece. It's an actual movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a gorgeous theater. They've recently, last summer, they switched to digital, giving people like us an opportunity and, you know, other independent filmmakers to screen there with DVDs or Blu-rays or that type of thing. And as soon as we saw the Strand, we were like, this is where we should definitely have our premiere. And people can either see the film on Saturday or Sunday night.
And you'll be there both nights, right?
We certainly will, yes. And we'll do a little Q&A. We're also going to have some of our stars the movie, including Lorenzo Rodriguez. In the film, he's the lead, the gentleman with the long black hair and the tall drink of water, you know, body. And Lorenzo's coming up from Florida, actually, to see this film and share this celebration with us.
Part of premiering this is to help promote these small theaters with their digital projection equipment. And that, as you said, is critical for independent filmmakers, because most independent filmmakers are going digital too, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Absolutely. I mean, it opens up a totally new market to an indie filmmaker, where who cares if you get a theatrical release? You can schedule your own. You can schedule yourself into 10 or 20 theaters over the country.
I'll tell you, The Night We Met is a unique film. It has that sort of John Hughes feel. of the 1980s. It's a little bit of a throwback, but in a totally modern way. I think people are going to love it.
Tonight has been fun, but it's just one night.
Showings of The Night We Met are tonight and tomorrow at 8 p.m., followed by a question and answer session with the Krings at the Strand Theater in Scroon Lake. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.